With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. In his Christmas Day message broadcast from Westminster Abbey in London, King Charles III reflected on peace, reconciliation, and the shared journey of humanity.
Of course, the greatest pilgrimage of all is the journey we celebrate today, the story of the one who came down to earth from heaven, whose shelter was a stable, and who shared his life with the poor and lowly. It was a pilgrimage with a purpose, heralded by angels, that there should be peace on earth.
The speech, which concluded with a Christmas carol sung by a Ukrainian choir, comes as European leaders rally support for Ukraine. At home, British politics remain tense over immigration issues. Charles emphasized learning from the past, referencing World War II's lessons of courage and unity. President Trump ushered in Christmas, talking with children, thanking troops, and attacking his political enemies. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president and first lady spent part of Christmas Eve on the phone thanking U.S. military personnel stationed overseas. They spoke with soldiers in Iraq, the Philippines, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The president also talked with several children dialing into the North American Aerospace Defense Command, which playfully tracked Santa's progress around the globe. And he posted a political holiday message online that said, "Merry Christmas to all, including the radical left scum that is doing everything possible to destroy our country, but are failing badly." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Another powerful storm system that could soak Southern California with its wettest Christmas in years rolled into the region on Thursday, potentially causing more flooding and mudslides a day after heavy rain and gusty winds were blamed for at least two deaths. This is SRN News. A look at America's religiously unaffiliated, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center has been asking the 29% of America's population that is atheist, agnostic, or followers of no particular faith how they were raised. And the report finds about two-thirds of them were raised in some kind of religious tradition, mostly Protestant Christianity. Only one-third were raised by parents who were religiously unaffiliated. That means a lot of these people had some experience with faith early in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Homeschooling continues to grow in this country. Ever since the pandemic, American parents have increasingly been pulling their kids out of public schools and teaching them at home. According to a new report from Johns Hopkins University, homeschooling is growing at an average rate of 5.4%. In South Carolina, more than one in five school-aged children are being taught in the home. This is SRN News. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced plans for a National Bravery Award to recognize civilians and first responders who confronted the worst of evil during this month's anti-Semitic terror attack at Bondi Beach near Sydney that left 15 people dead.
This Christmas is a different one because of the terrorist attack motivated by ISIS and anti-Semitism that we saw just 11 days ago. But at the same time as we've seen the worst of evil and the worst of humanity, we have seen the best of humanity. The bravery and kindness and compassion and commitment to fellow Australians that we saw from those who rushed to danger.
That audio courtesy of the BBC. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.